God, how it rained. It poured and poured. Everything was sopping. Our mucky rain capes were long since wet through. We were sitting under some trees in a sort of tent made by buttoning capes together. They were SS capes and better than ours, and we were relatively dry. Tiny had also put up his umbrella. We had finally got the stove from the big house burning, and we were getting ready to dine. We had 40 starlings, which we were roasting on long sticks, and Porter was making marrow balls. It had taken us 2 hours to scrape that marrow out of the bones of 2 dead oxen. We had found some fresh parsley. Gregor Martin knew how to make tomato ketchup, which he was mixing in an American steel helmet. Steel helmets were practical things, capable of being used for lots of purposes. The only thing they were useless for was the purpose for which they were made. Suddenly we burst out laughing. It was Tiny's fault. He had made a classic remark without realizing that it was classic. Then Porter held up his yellow top hat and announced that we were to inherit it when he died. And we bellowed at that. Then by mistake Hyde pissed into the wind and we rolled about with laughter. And we were still laughing as we ran back with our food between the bursting shells. Once I heard a padre say to one of the staff officers, "How can they laugh like that?" That was the day we were laughing over Luisa Fattarsi's knickers, which Tiny was wearing tied round his neck, and I swallowed a piece of potato the wrong way and had to have my back pummeled with a hand grenade. Laughter can be pretty dangerous. "If they didn't laugh as they do," the staff officer replied, "they would not be able to carry on." Porter had a masterly hand with marrow balls. He made only 10 at a time, otherwise they went soggy, eating his own share in between. We ate over 600 between the 9 of us, which is quite a lot. But then we were at it all night. God, how it rained.